अरे पिघल
अच्छा मैं उसे लगा मैं कहा मैं कहा इट्स गुड सो या यू नो दैट्स द रियलिटी ऑफ थिंग्स राइट एंड यू नो माय थिंग दैट आई बी टॉकिंग अबाउट यू नो about manhood and shit. It's a lot of dudes. The vast majority of fucking black dudes ain't shit. So, I can agree with y'all, those who say certain things about black males and shit, but guess what? We didn't get there alone. We were put in a position to be raised by a lot of black females. There's no what other groups call rites of passage with us. When I grew up, what a man was a motherfucker who sold drugs, a motherfucker who fucked a lot of bitches. Okay, that's what a man is. I don't give a fuck what people want it to be or whatever, and that's all across fucking America. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? Ain't no fucking group of men afraid of no black women. They make money off you. Why would they be afraid of you? Shit, what the fuck you create? They could destroy you if they wanted to. If they could destroy the fucking warriors of your group, your sons, your fathers, your nephews, you think you gonna have a chance? You ain't got no chance. They fuck you up, but they ain't got to. Because you are just like any other woman. You know, you will follow where power is. And I, for one, accept that shit. It is what it is. That's why I say, you know, don't talk to me about no motherfucking respect and shit. You know what I'm saying? I respect black females who I see respect themselves and they conduct themselves in a certain way towards me. And I'll do the same, right? I don't give a fuck that you a female. Don't you ever compare yourself to my mother or my grandmother. These are women who wiped my ass and all that kind of shit. Women who taught me that. Guess what, nigga, your grandfather, I didn't give a fuck about that nigga. Why you think she'll tell me about the nigga who she married, who was a nigga from another woman's tribe, right? And latched on his ass. She'll tell me that because I'm not a nigga who she wanna fuck. I don't need no swag, no big dick energy, none of that kind of shit to be important to her. I come out her pussy lineage. So I don't give a fuck with no black woman talking about, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you hate your mom, you don't respect yourself. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Fuck you.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Be nice.
I'm not your motherfucking unpaid security guard. None of that shit.
You say none of that.
Go get your motherfucking uncles and cousins and shit. Not me. I see a motherfucker doing some shit in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking on by because I know shit. Even women of mine, I got a lot of bitches in my family. Bitches. Like, horrible. They done shitted on so many other women's sons, uncles, cousins, and I've seen it firsthand. They don't give a fuck about them niggas. They give a fuck about me, though. Why? Because I come from their pussy lineage. I have importance. I don't need to fuck them. I don't need to buy them anything. They wipe my ass and all of this kind of shit. That's the stupid shit that a lot of fucking black females, and in return, a lot of black males fucking think about how we interact with each other. You got me fucked up. I ain't doing that, and I won't raise nobody to even feel that way, whether it's female or male. I know it's a lot to take in, but go ahead, y'all can talk.
I done fell asleep. I gotta get up and go home. Time is it? I got fucking 20 more minutes and I'm gone off this bitch.
Go ahead, follow me though, twin. Yeah, you know, come on, have some conversation.
Hell no. Hell no. The fuck? Follow you for? Who is you? Why should I follow you? Why you want me to follow you?
Oh, don't then.
And I won't.
Laughing my ass off.
What the
hell? No. Fuck off.
He better follow me back. You want me to follow him? Follow me. Follow me.
He trying to get his followers up.
I know that's right. People gonna be following me once they hear you talk. They're gonna be all on your head.
All on his head, right?
So it is what it is.
Off cold.
So what you hear about me?
What you hear about me? I ain't heard shit about you, man. You know nothing about you other than what two I said about
hey,
you.
Hey, why y'all was all up in the private room early, all in that purple shit? What was all that purple shit about early, Darius?
That's what I'm saying, though. If you want to get invited to the purple room shit, you know, we can do that. You always
invite. Oh, okay. What y'all was talking about, though? Off code, what y'all talking about?
I wasn't in there at that point, so I don't know what the fuck that was talking about.
But when you got in, what y'all was talking about?
First of all, I just got granted access through the White People Who Control Stereo today, so they kicked me off, I just got accepted back on today, so. That's why we need to have those spaces where we can kick it and shit, motherfucker. Some people got to motherfucker pay, period, if you want to hear some real shit. Or you can hear the normal shit, New York. Ain't no problem with that either. Somebody got a motherfucking bird in the background.
I told you I'm outside. I mean, ready to go home.
Outside.
I'm ready to go home. Yeah, I'm in my car.
Are you in your car?
Yeah, I get off at 8. Yeah.
Okay. You see, you still got your security guard uniform on and shit. Car, chilling, waiting to go home, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Nothing wrong with that. Like, you got a smart ass face and shit. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? You ain't showing me nothing new, SA. You feel me?
Okay.
You sound like my sister. It is what it is.
All right.
Are you
still over there in that area?
Hell nah. Shit, I bought my own house.
Bought a house too. But I'm trying to go through this motherfucking DHS. Because they got this program, people talking about they giving them zero down in some type of bank. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I got to see what it's about before I start trying to explain it.
Well, I'll tell you this.
But they help
them. If you're talking about here in the D, I'll tell you certain specifics. One thing is that you can't get that if you have a personal dwelling that you already own. You're not eligible.
No, they are eligible for it. That's why, for low income families, and they letting them move in zero down and some type of bank pay some type of, I think they pay like 1% of it, some shit, something. I'm like, what? Matter of fact, hold up, let me see. Because old girl, I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about?
A lot of those programs, that's one caveat that they always stick in there. They say, first time homeowners only. You know what I'm saying? Now, if your husband owns that house, you can do it. If his name is on the mm-hmm. deed and not your name.
It said the largest black owned mortgage company just offered a mortgage loan for the black people to. You ever heard of Rival Bank?
I heard Bank One is the
Rival biggest. Bank of America.
They're
putting 0% down on the program.
Rival One?
It's Rival just called One. Rival Bank of America.
What it say about the eligibility? Go to the eligibility portion.
It's for low-income families.
Rival One Bank.
Yeah, Bank of America. Yeah, thank you. Look it up, because I hadn't yet.
Of America. Bank of America.
No, Rival Bank of America.
Jeez, let me take off that Bank of America shit. Let's put Rival Bank. Rival One Bank.
Shit, that might be it. Shit, I ain't never heard of it.
Rival Systems. I don't know, man. This is, listen. If this is something that could fucking benefit shit, because I know, I done had so many black females try to put me up on some game on some shit, man. When I ask them about specifics, because that shit matters.
They do.
It's this, it's that. I don't know.
No, so mother. Look, when you did look it up, like, what popped up? Because I haven't looked it up.
I didn't see anything that said Rival Bank, because when you said the biggest black bank, that's
right.
That's one bank.
It said the largest. Bank. It said the largest. I'm like, what are you talking about? She like, yeah, they don't want. I'm like, huh? And you know, people just lie just to lie.
Yeah, probably to have a conversation.
Just to have a fucking conversation. Y'all got two messages down there. Well, three. I think y'all need the plan.
Let's see.
Hey, what up, y'all? There is many ways to get money to get into places. When I bought my first house, I got what was called the Nehemiah Grant. And they gave me $7,000 down to buy my first property. There's money everywhere if you know where to find it. Much love. The challenge is a lot of them want to see you actually have the money, have the ability to do it on your own, which stops people from pursuing it a lot, because they're like, I can't get that. It's one of those things where they want to make sure you have as much skin in the game as possible. But yeah, at the end, they will give you a grant. There's all kinds of programs out there. You just got to know where to find them. Much love. And I recommend everybody to buy property as soon as they can afford it, because it's the quickest way to build wealth. I bought a house in 2008, sold it in 2014 for $100,000 profit. I didn't do anything special other than just paying the mortgage of $1,500 every month, lived in it with my family, and that's how we did. But that's how you build wealth. You know, it's a lot better to pay a mortgage than it is to pay a rent. Plus, you get a lot more rights when you have a mortgage. But much love.
So I want to say this about what Legend said, right? I agree with him up to a certain degree, because one, he said, if you know where to look. Unfortunately, in our culture, a lot of us don't know where the fuck to look. That's just number one, right? Number two, when he talked about having skin in the game, having money, most of us ain't got no motherfucking money saved, right? He's an exception.
No, they don't.
Right? That's cool, right? I think number three is that it's easy to, well, he was talking about building wealth, but he talked about a certain era, right, when he bought the home, which was in the 2010s, right, and then he got a 100,000% increased value. I get that, right? But however, now, right now, in the current climate that we're in right now, it's the highest home prices in America have ever been. And just like the stock market, that's how the it's similar to the housing market. It could either go up, down, or sideways. Since it's the highest, it's going down now, right? I'm not saying that to dissuade anyone who does have the funds, the know-how to get motherfucking you know, loans or whatever, or capital to get one, to not get it. But there's certain things that you have to think about, you know. And I think that it's easy to say what you've done in your own specific circumstances and then project that onto other black folks. Like, you just dumb. You don't know where the fuck to get it from, you know, how to do it and all this kind of shit. That's really not a part of our culture anymore. It used to be.
So it's put out there real vague and shit, huh?
Yeah, it's real vague. Like, it sounds good, but that's not, you know. But let's go to these bubbles, shit.
Hold on. 1 second, bro. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, give me that admin star back real quick so I can go ahead and put that link up there so we can at least see what the fuck she was talking about and shit, so people can see the video and shit. I went and found that little situation for you, twin, while you good with us. And yeah, let me get that star. Well, I'm gonna put the link up with this one, you know, black female. She's explaining it on her YouTube. I mean, on her Instagram. She actually says follow
Instagram,
her.
Instagram, right? Up with the story and right.
Hold on, I'm gonna put the video up there.
Because they didn't post it on. They tried to like not post it on her Instagram. They took it down or something.
Nah, they got it still up on her shit. I'm gonna put the link up here, you know, once the famo go ahead and push them three dots or push my profile or whatever, and it's gonna pop up or not. Give me the admin so I can go ahead and put that link up there. Or I could just send it to you, really, bro. You can throw it up there.
I just made you admin.
These are nice ass homes too.
I just made you admin, my G. Go ahead.
Alright, yeah, so I'm about to put it up there now so people can look at the video. And they have a link to her Instagram. You dig what I'm saying? It's called BGW. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can go ahead and continue. I'm listening as well.
Okay. Let me hit these bubbles. We got legend right
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Darish. Because I haven't even looked it up.
There we go.
I hear you, Code. But I didn't save any money. I was basically a kid with a bunch of kids, just trying to find a place to live. It was my mortgage broker, the guy who was doing my financing, not the realtor company or the person showing me the home, but the actual financier that I was directed to. So find yourself a good mortgagee. He was the one that found me the Nehemiah grant. I had no idea about any of it, but that's why I'm just sharing the information. And I know for me, like, the only way to start building this is to start. You got to start somewhere. You got to educate yourself on some level at some point. And that's all I'm trying to do, is just share what worked for me. No, I didn't have resources. I didn't, you know, I don't come from money. I grew up very poor. My parents didn't have a lot of money. We lost our houses continuously, bouncing around. Like, you know, it wasn't all peaches and roses for me. Much love, though.
So let's...
Dang, y'all.
Legend, go ahead and click that link, because we definitely want to talk to you some more about this, right, to get the information out to the people, you know what I'm saying, church, tabernacle, cathedral, synagogue, Mecca, hope, you feel me, so people could understand your situation more, because the bubbles, they help, but they don't give context if one can't ask questions, right, and I appreciate you with even saying that. What was it, Micaiah grant, right? That's why I want you to come back. I want you to come up here, right? Hold on, let me see if, you're not in the queue. Okay. So come on up here so that we can hear your story, you know, so that people could be informed, because we're also recording this for, you know, Rush G to have something to put out there to the masses, you know. And we appreciate everybody who's listening. We appreciate y'all coming over here to church, Tabernacle Cathedral, Synagogue, Mecca Hope, you know what I'm saying? Come chopping up with us, and we appreciate everything that y'all contribute to the conversation. So please, if you feel the need to speak your piece, put it in a bubble, or ask to come up, and we'll bring you up. What I was saying about what he was saying, you know, he said he didn't have any money. You know, I don't know if that's a FHA agent, right? Financier, right? To get you a zero down thing, you know, that's cool. But that's something that people need to know as well. Like, how do you do that? You feel me?
Hey, y'all.
What up, dog? What the hell you do, Kevin?
I know.
I had to get ready for work.
You ain't got no job, Tommy.
Shut up. I got four jobs.
What time? What happened?
He think you so funny.
You don't like that?
It's okay. It don't bother me.
Oh, I know it don't.
Why you say something?
Because the first time he did, I was like, it wasn't even that funny. But now he keep doing it.
But so anyway, like, you going to give my nigga some pussy or not? It ain't like he pressed or nothing, but he's just one of us.
What?
He like, she over there, thick, thick. Tight in the motherfucker.
Oh, damn, and I just waxed this thing, too. Hot and ready.
Appreciate you, cool. I just followed all of y'all. I'm just waking up right now. It's really early up here in New England. I can't get on a panel right now. I'll start talking out loud, but anything I can, please click through, follow my Instagram. Again, I'm willing to help anybody and everybody help themselves if they can. So whatever I can do, I did click through. I like to follow that page. And I'm all about black-owned businesses. I'm all about supporting minorities. You know, my father was first generation coming over. So, yeah, man, I got you. Much love.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, because we was at work, and she just shared that with me. Because she was telling me how she was tired of her slumlord, and she filed the program. But I asked her, like, did they move you yet? She like, no. I'm like, well, give me the info, and she did, but I never looked into it. And this was like 2 days ago. So I'm like, yeah.
Why you never look into it?
Okay.
You were busy or something?
I was. And I also was trying to share it with people, but I wasn't even able to even go online to even like look at it. I just shared what she told me a little bit and forgot what the fuck she said. But just, hey, there's this program, you know, they help you get a house, you know what I'm saying, help with your mortgage, blah, blah, blah. It's Black Bank, however it goes. Like, lick that shit up. You see that rich spout that shit?
Shit. Hey, I'm just saying that, you know,
he said it seemed like she was trying to say this here.
Check these bubbles out before we go any further.
What I like to say all the time is, if you want to be something different, you got to do something different. If we keep the same narratives, we talk the same points, keep the same conversations, and I'm not saying that's what you're doing, I'm just saying that in general, if we want to grow and change, we need to grow and change. So I know it sounds simple, but sometimes it just needs to be said. I do that every day, you know. I'm I'm trying to expand, to grow, to learn, to help people, to help myself, to leave the world better for my kids, man. I got a daughter coming in January, and I'm trying to help people, man.
Congratulations.
I definitely agree with you. I
do too.
About, you know, not following the same narrative, the whole, what they call, quote unquote, victim narrative again. But I guess it goes back to one of the first bubbles that you put, where you said, motherfucker got to know, right? Know before you can even, you know, make that move to attempt to see if you even qualify, because a lot of those things are still, you know, they're qualifiers, right? Not everyone qualifies, but it's still good to know in the beginning. Let me play his last one. Here we go.
The truth of the truth is, I'm tired of people, good hardworking people, not building wealth and just going paycheck to paycheck. I mean, I'm in a situation right now, I'll be completely honest with you. I'm looking for a new job, and I'm in a quasi paycheck to paycheck cash flow status, but I have a lot of equity in my home. So it's different for me because of the decisions I made years ago. That doesn't mean I'm smarter, better, more intelligent than anybody. I just decided to make a decision and do something different for my family. You know what I'm saying? So, and you can be cash poor and financially rich. It happens all the time. So there's always balance inside of that. You know, you got little kids, so it's very easy to be cash poor. More slow.
I mean, but some people don't have no choice but to live paycheck to paycheck. You can't just be like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, some people can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Credit fucked up, you know, it wasn't even their fault.
Right. They can't even qualify for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
At all.
So, but I understand what he's saying, though. You know, he's coming from a slightly different angle, you know, but it's still,
yeah, he's in
it's
New
still
England.
Predicated upon. It's still predicated, yeah, upon, you know, our,
yes, he did,
current conditions, right? Because we live in the current. We don't live in the past, future. We live in the current. So, you know, we hear this type of shit. You know, some of us hear this type of shit. You know, it can sound good, you know, and that's why we appreciate you coming on, sharing this on here. But we have passed information along, you know what I'm saying? And I saw that you followed me. So we'll even have more conversations about it to see, you know, what steps thoroughly that you went through. Because, you know, a lot of people need baby steps, you know what I'm saying? You can't just tell it to them. Mm-hmm. People learn in three different ways. Some people learn from you telling it to them. Some people learn from you showing it to them. Some people learn both ways. You got to tell them and show them. So, you know, we'll see what that do. You feel me? Because I didn't even go that route that he went. You know, I bought my shit from a governmental program, you know, and I've been here, and, you know, I've seen, you know, my house valuation go up and whatnot. But shit, even the real question I want to ask is that equity that you have in your house, what's the next step? Mm-hmm.
Right. He said.
No, go ahead.
I thought he said that he don't know what he about to do. Like,
see, that's a thing, because, you know,
because he got a baby coming.
Yeah, he said he got a lot of babies, though. Like, he got a baby coming and a lot of babies.
He got a lot of babies. You got a lot of babies.
That's what he said. Yeah, he said, yeah, a lot of children, you know. And I didn't hear him say he had a baby coming. You said that, so.
He said he got a baby on the way.
Oh.
A baby girl.
So.
And I was like, congratulations.
My thing is, like, what comes next? Because, you know, I did the whole concept of, you know, getting what white people call credit worthiness, you know, 800 credit score, you know what I'm saying? They giving me maybe over $50,000 to do with it, you know what I'm saying? But at that point, I'm still at the point where it's like, what the fuck do I do with this shit that it doesn't put me in deficit? put me in a deficit where, okay, I did something with it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what the fuck you doing with it, it's like you could do something with it. You could buy some shit or whatever and shit, but shit, that ain't making you no motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? That ain't making you no money.
Hey, off call, how you gonna have me to follow you, but you ain't following me, though?
Oh, shit, I ain't did it yet, baby. Come, chill. I'm gonna do that for
you. I'm about to unfollow your ass.
You gotta do it, baby. You was talking shit. I ain't even know you followed me. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Shit, don't do it.
I just going to fly up in this bitch. I found out your ass is coming out and left your ass a whole bunch of fucking goddamn people.
Nasty grams and shit, talking shit. I would have did nothing but ignored you. I get motherfucking
nasty grams
all the time. All the time. Talking that hot shit.
Man, I got fucking 6 more minutes. I'm ready to pull off. I'm about to take my fucking hair down. I got motherfucking goddess braids.
I have no idea what.
When you about to go to bed, when you get to the house?
No, actually, I'm about to go. We supposed to be going downtown on the wine bus and shit. We about to get fucked up. And after that, because it's all you can drink. And then we're going out to dinner. We was going to go to Harbor House. I don't know where the fuck we're going to go. I don't know.
Hey, how much longer are you going to be on the app?
What?
How much longer are you going to be on the app?
How much longer I'm going to be on the app? I got 5 more minutes. I'm going to be on here. It take me a couple minutes to get home. So I'll be off this motherfucker when I pull up in front of him. Well, when I'm coming down the street. I get off and delete this bitch.
Why you got deleted? You hiding it from hubby?
I tried to listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. A long time ago, I ain't gonna lie, it used to be this motherfucking telephone thing I used to call. It was called Detroit Raven. And it used to hold like about 10, 11 people was in one room, and it had so many rooms. And I was on there one day, and he came in the house, and I'm trying to tell him about it, you know? And I'm like, look, you know, don't nobody, you know, I haven't met nobody on here. Nobody know how I look. None of that shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. So I'm like, damn. And I really want to tell him about it. This here. Because I like this. Because I don't have Facebook, Instagram, none of that. The only how you able to see me is if you meet me. Or are we video talking. That's it.
You like, fuck with that nigga talking about. I'm about to do me.
And then, like, and this ain't cheating though, because I ain't talking to nobody on here. These are all strangers. Like, strangers. You a stranger? I probably went to school with your ass though. But then you ran too long, stay in that bitch for 2 days. They ran your ass off. That nigga say, no, I was trying to know how to cut motherfucking hair.
Damn,
but you remember that barbershop that used to sit right there? Huh?
Where?
Right down Woodward and Glendale. They still, but they moved down some, like by the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still there. Motherfuckers looking old. They face dropping and shit. Like, look at these niggas.
I feel like a ghost town over there. I don't even fuck around over there no more.
It is. And all up where that shit, them be them weird motherfuckers walking up there. You want to see a show? You got it.
Take it out there and go cam and just walk around that bitch. It's like Skid Row. Shit. Fuck that.
Man.
Nope. But see, but you and your hubby don't be, you know, having a lot of, you know, thought-provoking conversations and shit amongst yourself where, you know, you could be, you know, engaged in all that, you know, type of conversation and stuff with him so where you don't feel like you need to get it elsewhere?
I mean, I get it from him. You know, it's just the times, like, he sleep. You know what I'm saying? I'll be at work or he beat us. And then, like, our time is like our weekends and our afternoons. You know, that's our time. Once 2 o'clock hit, you know what I'm saying? It's off with our money.
So you feel
and
like.
And then we meet back up.
So, his other what's commentary up? That he had with you around surrounding this shit, you feel like he is antagonistic towards you doing this?
Yeah. I know.
Show her. Show her.
It would be a problem. It would be a problem. I tried before, and it wasn't even nothing like this. It was just, I was just talking on the phone. I was going to school and shit, you know? And I'm like, nigga, I'm just talking to people, you know, having a little chat. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And I used to hear people's problems, and it was shit that I went through before, but I did. I handled my shit totally different, you know? And it was like, damn, what I did was right, you know? But I got one more minute. Hold on, y'all.
If males are territorial, husbands are even more territorial. You gotta understand that shit. It is what it is.
I just... because that nigga... motherfuckers look at me getting mad. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh, you fucking that nigga? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't even know this guy. He just opened the door for me.
What you do to make him feel like that? Or are you saying that he's just
no, I treat him like he's supposed to be treated. Even though it's times where he did like make me feel like I wasn't worth, you know what I'm saying? He don't deserve me and shit. It was a time he made me feel like that shit. And then I just was like, you know what? Like what I'm doing now, he don't like this. He don't like the fact that I'm working 16 hours. But hey, I gotta do what I gotta do. And like I told him, we wasn't here before. Like where we at now, like we wasn't here at all. We was living with people and shit. Motherfuckers was up there like literally, damn, trying to like judge us and shit, like, cause we ain't had shit, you know, like damn. I'm like, babe, fuck this, we gotta get back right. And I did that shit. And then not only that, you know what I'm saying, I had got shot in the head.
Say, G, go ahead, G.
Yep, I had got shot in the head and everything, and I healed like pretty quick. And he didn't want me to go back to work, and I hadn't like worked for like, yeah, you can't even tell, man.
At work?
Yep. I was on duty.
At the job you at now?
A white motherfucking teenager shot me.
At the job you're at now?
Not this job. I was patrolling the streets. I got shot across 8 Mile.
You ever thought about marriage counseling?
You say what?
Have y'all ever thought about having marriage counseling?
We did. That's why we back together right now.
That y'all didn't address. Y'all didn't address his jealousy in marriage counseling?
I did. You know? Like jealous and shit, but he is though. You know what I'm saying?
Man, like he is. Brother, I ain't tripping on the BAM though, cause you know, shit. Legally, you know, you his wife and shit.
But at the same time, like you know, I ain't going nowhere. Like the shit that should be like, shit don't be fooled.
Nigga
be staring at a motherfucker like nigga. Why the fuck you staring at him like that? Like nigga, I'm not going nowhere.
Don't want nobody. Don't know nigga know that though.
Like I'm driving though. This shit was so funny though. I'm driving. I gotta look left, right, front, you know. And the guy like on the side of me and shit. He the one that blew a kiss to me. I don't know that man. The fuck? Motherfuckers pull up winking their eyes and shit. Like I don't have nothing to do with that.
Listen, all I'm saying is that don't no man know that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't no Bam know that shit. And you can say whatever you want to say. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know the other niggas are thirsty. And this nigga done made a big investment in you putting a ring on your finger. That's a contract. Feel me? You can leave anytime you feel like, you know what? I don't like whatever. I'm tired of this shit, right? It's easier, you know. A lot of times males don't leave. Females leave. So you can say that.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I had left him. And he, oh my gosh, that nigga was like going crazy and shit. Yeah, why we married? Why we're married? Yes, this shit happened last year. I shared it on here with motherfuckers. I came on here, you know what I'm saying, confined it to everybody on this bitch telling my story because I was about to kill a bitch. Instead of me going to my family and shit and my friends telling them what the fuck's going on, because they will always be like, he don't deserve you. He don't deserve you. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck you mean? Like, damn. Arab ain't shit perfect, but I'm glad we got over that shit. We got over it.
You left him because you found out he fucking with a female?
No, I thought he was fucking a female, which was our friends or whatever on some real shit. And I had called her nigga. And I told her nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I had asked the other bitches and shit, like, you know, what the fuck he was. And shit, they got mad and shit, and the bitch was started threatening me, talking about they was gonna set my house on fire with our child in it. And at that time, I had just had head surgery and shit. And I was like, all right, bitch, I got you. So when I got well, you know, I found out where she stayed this year, you know, and, you know, he was over there. I went over there, knocked on her door, and her nigga came out, and he's like, twin, what's up? I'm like, shit. I'm like, where your bitch at? You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, that shit was old. I'm like, no, the fuck he went. Y'all niggas thought I wouldn't go. Bitch calling my phone, taunting me. The fuck? Sabotaging my relationship? Like, no. Nigga, you need to check your bitch, or you get beat up again for her.
So, I mean, think so about I wound what you up. Just said. You said you left him, right? For whatever reason, you left
I
him.
I did.
Shit, so. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no motherfucker, just because motherfucker married, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I asked you. What have you done to put him in a position to make him feel this way?
No, he put his own self in that position. It was all his acts that made everything what it was. I did nothing. It was his actions. You know,
three sides, three
the only thing I did was
your side.
Listen, only thing I'm gonna tell you. Listen, I'm gonna tell you what I did. The only thing I did was go home, go to work, chill, cook for him, go around my family and friends. He didn't want me around my family. He wanted me to be at home. You know what I'm saying? When I'm off of work, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, I sat in the house long enough and healed from surgeries. I don't have to sit in this motherfucking house. I can go around my family and friends, so you thinking I'm doing something, so therefore you doing something. So it was a video, you know what I'm saying, that I found in this motherfucking phone. Yeah, and I shared that shit with everybody in the whole wide world. Even his mom, the bitch. Yeah. Had them had all the motherfuckers crying.
That was back then.
Yeah, but we shit, man, we went through a lot of shit, though, for real. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm like, oh my God, nigga, you killing me. You doing this, you doing that, let me smell your panties. All this shit. You look like you got, and I'm like, dog, when you start drinking this type of pop, when you start eating these chips.
Man, I
let's go, baby, let's go. Get the fuck up. Look at this Mustang. If you don't get your little bitch ass off.
I'm definitely
this nigga racing me.
I ain't the one to be like, just because the females say this, that, the third. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, three sides to a story. Her is
yeah. It was. Know what it was? Old girl wanted to fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Suck his dick and shit. And I didn't know that they was envying me. I don't act like I'm better than nobody. I was out here working hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying? To get to where I'm at right now. And I told him, I'm not about to sit up here. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. We had nothing. Nigga, I'm not about to lose this shit for you, nigga. Get the fuck on. Bye. Nigga, until you want to come back and you want to come back right and you apologize to me for your wrongdoing, you're not about to accuse me of doing shit, nigga, at all. Because, nigga, you're not the victim. I'm the motherfucking victim, nigga. You brought that shit to me.
Well, he brought the shit to you that a bitch wanted to fuck him?
No, when he told me in so many words, yeah, they envy you. They envy you. Like, what the fuck you mean? They envy me.
Man, he sounded like he was just trying to
shit,
tell
shit, only thing I did was... Only he tried to. Like, these bitches trying to get me. But look, though, the bitches had stopped talking to me. But anyway, I don't want to talk about them hoes. That shit irrelevant. But, yeah, we got over it, though. Like... We got over it, but
he thought about that quick. I don't
that shit was
terrible.
Shit. No, but look, I'm gonna tell you though. No, I'm gonna tell you. But when I see old girl, it's just gonna be me or her. I told her that, like, because they had like was holding me and shit, and motherfuckers down the street coming like they saying, oh, somebody ran up on old girl and shit. That was you. I'm like, hell yeah, because she got a lot of mouth. You know what I'm saying? She yelling, thinking that's gonna scare motherfuckers and shit. Bitch, come on, come let's knuckle up. That's all I wanted to do, bitch. Cause you, when I was sick, like, bitch, no, you taunted me, bitch. You told me you was gonna beat me. Then you sit up here and put my child in all because I asked you, did you fuck my husband? Did you suck his dick? And then you got mad cause I called your nigga and asked your nigga, like, told your nigga that you fucked his cousin. And bitch, you had a baby, and that baby ain't even your motherfucking baby daddy's. That's his cousin, baby. Now, bitch, you want to get all down gritty and giddy? But bitch, you don't say you gonna set my son on fire, bitch. So I spit in her fucking face because I wanted her to get mad and come get me. Come get me.
Calm down.
I am calm. I am calm. But when I see her, I don't give a fuck. The way when I found out what she said, and when I seen that bitch, I told her I'm gonna go zero. She told me to have the same energy. And I told her she better, and that bitch didn't. That bitch was like, Twin, what I do? Like, bitch, what you mean? What you do? I'm by myself. You can't calm me the fuck down. The fuck on. Probably can knock me, somebody probably can knock me the fuck out, but you ain't gonna calm me down.
So you actually a twin?
Yes, I am. It's three of us.
You got a brother.
We triplets.
Jesus, Joseph and Mary.
She lying. You said it was you said you was a twin.
Bitch, I'm a triplet. My mom was on here with us. My mama told my I got three of them bitches came out of me at one time. Yep, Turtle was on here talking to her and everything. Right, on his old pages and hear that shit.
Man.
Yep, he ain't believe it. Yeah. And then not only that, it's a guy on here who know who I am. He seen me. The same guy said I was about to go see. But I wouldn't go see no more. We just talk on the phone. But like, if he needed a favor or something, I'd go do that shit for him. I won't give him no money, you know, or none of that shit.
This one, you and your husband had.
Or like, if he was stranded. Yeah, but I ain't gonna even lie. Yup. And he was there though. Like the nigga was there. Like on some real shit. I was listening to him about his little problems and shit. And the shit that he used to do was like some vicious shit. He used to do to his motherfucking bitches. What? Yes. Yo, that was my therapy, nigga. He went to his therapy, and I went to my therapy, and look, we back together again.
Y'all need therapy together. Fuck all that shit. Y'all need therapy together.
No, we did. No, I'm gonna tell you though. His father did that shit though. His father really did it though. His father did that though. He for real. Yeah, we had one out there to motherfucking Troy and shit. Out there to Taylor. And he was like, he had told us to come out there and shit. We go out there. And he like, I need to have a real talk with y'all. It was like, all right. And he was like, you know, he was telling his son about his stuff. Like, nigga, you doing wrong. She gonna leave your ass. You know, she already let your ass go for a whole month. Like, you want her to be gone forever? You know what I'm saying? He like, no. He like, well, you need to straighten the fuck up. He like, twin, what you gonna do? You gonna let her back in the house? I'm like, no. He like, why not? I'm like, because you the one doing the talking and he not. So then he started opening up. You know, we expressed every fucking thing. But I would like to share this with him. And I'm about to share with him right now. No, it's too early. Bye, y'all. I gotta go. All
right. Jesus, Joseph. Man, that was a lot. That was a lot, nigga. I can't even motherfucking swear, man. That was a lot. That was a lot, nigga.
You said that was a lot.
Whole lot. God dang. I don't know, man, but I'm about to take my ass to sleep, man. I got off about fucking 5 o'clock, man. I'm about to take my ass to sleep, man. Motherfucking church. Tabernacle Cathedral Synagogue Mecca. Home. I'm out with my motherfucking brother. Don Rex G. Big.